Mornings are more fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Good way to wake up.
On Star 102.5.
Ready to talk weekend movies with our friend Gray Drake. Of course, she is Ms. Movie Phone from MoviePhone.com and the Ms. Movie Phone Show. Well, before we get to a clip from A Dog's Journey, I have to ask you, Gray. So, Wheel of Fortune's been in town the last few weeks.
Yep,
auditioning Iowans. Colleen's taking it very hard because she did not make it back.
She
did not get called back.
Oh, what? It's because you're famous.
Yeah, well, Gray, tell Colleen how fickle Hollywood can be.
it's the most fickle. My husband and I cannot get cast on game shows because we clearly would win every show we go on.
Right.
and they're not interested. So when you walk into a casting, generally, I'm going to say 8 times out of 10, they already know if they're going to cast you right when you walk in the door before you even open your mouth.
Okay.
I believe
and
that.
By the way, what I took from that is they don't want to cast winners, and I'm a winner.
Is that?
Yeah.
That's 100%. What you do.
Good for you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I feel very heard.
So, by the way, what show do you and your husband, Steve, want to be on?
All of them.
Okay.
Not particular.
We're especially good at shows where you have to guess names of people or names of items.
Okay.
Mm,
all right.
A $25,000 pyramid style thing.
Yep.
And I think Steve would be great on Match Game. I really suck at it.
Okay.
But word game shows, but not like Minute to Win It because I'm not much for physical challenges, obviously.
All right. Here's a clip from A Dog's Journey.
Bailey, you've done so much for me. When you come back the next time, take care of CJ. She needs you like I needed you. And then it happened. I was a puppy again.
Okay. Oh my God. I'm laughing through that whole clip because I'm like, what is Dennis Quaid grumbling about?
I mean, he really is very mushmouth in that whole
very,
thing.
Yes,
it's very...
I'm going to miss my dog so much. He's a dog.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. I have no idea what he said. Oh, Dennis. Okay. So this is a sequel to A Dog's Purpose. That film was about, it has this kind of unusual idea about the soul of a dog, right? That the soul of the dog moves from body to body to body, but it stays with its human, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is Dennis Quaid in this case, and the dog is like, it's been like a Saint Bernard, you know, and that's where we pick up. So this movie starts right where the other one leaves off, basically. And at the end of his dog's current life, he asks that the dog protect his granddaughter. So this is a story about the granddaughter who's growing up and all the trials and tribulations of that. And I'm telling you, we've got dogs aplenty in this movie. We got beagles. We got Yorkies. We got everything. And it's every bit as a tearjerker as the last one is. And some people will cry just because the dog's voice is Josh Gad. That'll strike some people in different ways, but he's such a lovely person that he makes a great dog voice, I think.
My daughters have been looking forward to this
I
one
know,
for quite
mine
a while.
Too,
so.
Mine too, but she cried so much with the first one that I am mildly concerned about taking her back.
Well, yeah, you should start hydrating them now.
All right, Ms. Movie Phone, she is Gray Drake. She joins us Friday mornings to talk about the movies. But of course, Ms. Movie Phone, you can find her at moviephone.com and the Ms. Movie Phone Show.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.